news today, oh boy.
It is Tuesday, August 4th. Happy birthday, President Obama. It's time for your quickie news update. I'm Nicole Sandler from RadioOrNot.com. On the line with us is Tala Dalachowi from the Talk Radio News Service at TalkRadioNews.com. Okay, Tala, what's going on today?
Well, we're covering a lot about Clinton and his trip to get those two journalists out of North Korea. The government made it clear that they wanted Bill Clinton there. This is what Press Secretary Robert Gibbs has said, not a U.S. mission. He took a non-U.S. personnel flight over there. And he had apparently met with Kim Jong-il, and I don't think is going to come back empty-handed. I do believe that the two women will have to kind of say that they committed some crime, but we don't know to what degree they're going to have to sign on to committing any crime. Our organization, I work with Reporters Without Borders as well as a senior advisor, has been on this case since March 17 when these two women were detained. Again, we have to come back with the clear statement that they were not criminals and they did not commit any crime. They were there covering the trafficking of women, North Korean women, over the Chinese border for sexual exploitation, for indentured servitude, for whatever they use them for. And that's a tough assignment for any reporter. But now we're seeing that they've been held for a number of months. One of them is a mother of a four-year-old little girl, and it's time for them to come home.
Most definitely. So we know that former President Bill Clinton went over. He he had the meeting. We saw the picture. But the White House is being very close-lipped about this. I guess they don't want to screw anything up. They don't want to say anything until it's all done.
I mean, this is a very tough government, Nicole. I mean, this is a country that has gone back on its word many times before, has engaged in the six-party talks, then removed itself from the six-party talks, and showed off a lot of, you know, of its muscle by launching all of these missile strikes against UN security sanction resolutions. And so it's very difficult to say that, you know, this is a country that will do what it says. But it shows some indication that sending Bill Clinton over there, I don't think this is something where he was going to go over there and come back empty-handed. It would be a huge international disaster, especially for his, you know, presidency after, you know, his ex, you know, after the president.
His legacy, right, for his legacy, yeah. I gotcha. Okay, yeah. Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed on that one. What else is happening today?
Well, we're doing a lot of kind of monitoring of all of these various polls that come out on Americans being fickle, on the car manufacturing industries getting, you know, some money, whether or not they should be bailed out again, and whether or not Americans overall need to be bailed out or feeling a sense of being bailed out, because we know that the banks got a lot of money and they made Citicorp, you know, made a lot of profits this year and was bailed out.
That's right, and their CEOs are making, and their executives are making big, huge bonuses on top of disgustingly large salaries, too.
It's just, you know, it's just the shift. Something needs to shift, Nicole. You know, we just, 8% unemployment, 8 to 9% unemployment, you know, you have many people just on getting their unemployment checks of $300 a month or whatever. And these guys are making $62 million in, you know, commissions and bonuses. Something has to shift. I mean, if we're, as Americans, saying that we are against corruption in other countries, and you have Obama had gone to Ghana to talk about it, and the UN covered that a lot, and Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State, is in South Africa to talk about anti-corruption in terms of oil industries, and then we've got to stop corruption. And these banks are corrupt. They pay their people way too much. They don't support the people. They engage us in risky housing contracts. So it's just something that's got to give, and our ethics have to really change.
You got that right. What else?
Well, you know, I'm Iranian, as you know, and tomorrow the president is going to be sworn in officially for another term against many Iranians' wishes, including more than half of his own government. But the protests continue. People are still adamant about getting changes in their government, and we're just looking to see what happens with this president. Is he going to keep up his rhetoric of nuclear armament, over domestic policies, or whether he's going to shift and look at the unemployment inside Iran and get some of these young people jobs and get their industries moving and open up Iran to a more democratic type of society.
Yeah, good luck. Yeah, good luck with
yeah.
that one. Any news on the healthcare front? Or are they done with that for, you know, for the August recess? I know the House is already out. Is the Senate going to do any more work before they adjourn?
Well, I know that there have been, you know, some working groups coming together to talk more about it, but it is in recess. It looks like it's going to be a kind of, you know, yellow light until people come back from, you know, their August recess. But it's going to be a tough battle because you're just not seeing the numbers there in terms of Obama getting his full plan through. The Republicans will really put up a tough battle in the next few weeks.
Yeah, we've noticed. Anything else we need to know about today?
I think I gave you an earful. I hope you're not, like, too sad.
No, that's great. Especially we're heading into the August recess. I guess things are going to slow down, but maybe they'll be moved more toward the district level, and we'll have some local news with people who meet with their lawmakers while they're home.
Yep.
Tala Dalachahi of Talk Radio News Service at talkradionews.com. And that's today's Quickie News Update, radio or not.